Well, Mickey, not the result you were hoping for, and I suppose in the end it was Armagh's ability to plunder goals proved the difference.
Yes, the two goals are killers, Tom, but I suppose we had, just looking there, we had 28 shots and 22 wides out of that, so you're not going to want a hurling game like that. And but no excuses, Armagh looked the hungrier team, and that's a very disappointing performance from us.
Yeah. Recovered well after they got off to that good start and hit 4 points to lead by 4 points to one after 15 minutes.
We did recover well, and I suppose under the second half, after 5 minutes second half, we went 2 points up two and then conceded a soft goal, Tom. But after that, Armagh seemed to take control, you know, and our boys' heads dropped a wee bit. So, look, we're very disappointed, but look, if we can bounce back against Tyrone, I can see we could nearly meet Armagh again, you know, in the league final if we can get things together again.
Yeah, their second goal really ended the game, didn't it, you know?
It did. I suppose our heads dropped, Tom, you know, and we had a couple of chances up front just before that, you know, and we didn't take them, and we were just punished at the far end. So, look, you know, a whole lot of 2 points turnarounds the other day where we missed but a wide or got turned over, and Armagh ended up putting it over our bar. So, look, a lot of mistakes, a lot of basic mistakes with some of our players, and listen, they've been training well and all the rest, so just a real bad day for us.
Yeah, Armagh probably a little bit more physically stronger. Rory Convey obviously punished at every opportunity.
Yeah, I suppose Convey, you know, and they brought on Ryan Gaffney there too. Big strong men, not wild mobile, but luckily when they get the ball in their hand, they're hard to stop, and they're very, very good in front of the posts. And look, some boys played senior club, like, and for Convey, played for Squatter there, and was Derry's leading scorer for a long time, you know, so look, he's always going to be a handful. But they were a bit more physical than us, Tom, and proved they grinded us down to end up when we didn't take our chances.
Look, Martin, what new point in goals, a new find for you?
Definitely, Tom, and you know, it's a great penalty save and a one-on-one just before that, so lucky he kept us on the game, and his overall contribution through the puck outs and everything else is very good. And look, he's played at a very high standard with his club, and I suppose his club was only beat by Ballyheal there in the Leinster semi-final just a few weeks before Christmas, so big find for us, Tom, you know, and it'd be a big positive now when he gets settled in with us, you know, a bit longer.
Yeah, and Declan Coulter, as reliable as ever. I know he had a couple of chances for points late on, but he was trying to lob it in for the goal, but he finished with 10 points.
I suppose Declan's always good for scores, you know, and I just thought the supply of ball maybe getting to him the day was slack and not enough, and I think we would have got far more to Declan if we were letting the ball go a wee bit sooner, you know, so too many bad touches, Tom, out around the middle of the field and stuff and half back line, so which meant we couldn't get a grip of the ball, and that obviously cut off the supply and the Declan them. So something we're going to have to work on is to get the ball in early to the likes of Declan and Gavin up front, who I think can do damage against any of these teams, you know.
Have you anybody to come back?
Well, I suppose Lee Henderson got 10 minutes there. He's struggling with injury. Bernard Lafferty, come on now. Had a good enough shift for a half there. So, look, them two will be pushing next week maybe for a starting spot.